Chapter 16. The soldier of Christ must prepare early for the battle. The first thing to do when you awake is to open the windows of your soul. Consider yourself as on the field of battle, facing the enemy and bound by the ironclad law, either fight or die. Imagine the enemy before you, that particular vice or disorderly passion that you are trying to conquer. Imagine this hideous opponent is about to overwhelm you. At the same time, picture at your right Jesus Christ, your invincible leader, accompanied by the Blessed Virgin, Saint Joseph, whole companies of angels and saints, and particularly by the glorious Archangel Michael. At your left is Lucifer and his troops, ready to support the passion or vice you are fighting and resolved to do anything to cause your defeat. Imagine your guardian angel thus spurring you on. Today you must fight to conquer your enemy and anyone who tries to ruin you. Be courageous, do not be afraid or cowardly. Christ your captain is here with all the power of heaven to protect you from the enemy, and to see that they never conquer you, either by brute power, or by trickery. Hold your ground, do violence to yourself, no matter how painful it is. Call out for the help of Jesus and Mary and all the saints. If you do this, you will be victorious. It does not matter how weak you are, how strong the enemy may seem, either in number or in power. Do not be discouraged. The help you have from heaven is more powerful than all that hell can send to destroy the grace of God in your soul. God, the Creator and the Redeemer, is almighty and more desirous of your salvation than the devil can be of your destruction. Fight courageously, then, and do not neglect to mortify yourself. Continual war on your inordinate inclinations and vicious habits will gain the victory, acquire the kingdom of heaven, and unite your soul to God forever. Begin to fight immediately in the name of the Lord, armed with distrust of yourself, with confidence in God, in prayer, and with the correct use of the faculties of your soul. With these weapons, attack the enemy, that predominant passion you want to conquer, either by courageous resistance, repeated acts of the contrary virtue, or any means that heaven gives you to drive it out of your heart. Do not rest until it is conquered. Your endurance will be rewarded by the Supreme Judge, who, with the entire church triumphant, has witnessed your behavior. To repeat, you must not become tired of this war. Everyone must serve and please God. It is impossible to avoid this fight. If anyone flees, he is exposed to being wounded and even destroyed. By revolting against God and indulging in a life of sensuality with the world, the difficulties are not lessened, because both body and soul suffer greatly when given to luxury and ambition. There is a great lack of vision in one who does not avoid a great deal of trouble in this life, followed by endless agony in the next, and yet shirks small difficulties which will soon end in an eternity of happiness and the never-ending enjoyment of God. Dash.